should she agree to the operation that would end the visions? This chapter addresses the question of whether religious, spiritual, or mystical experiences result from brain disorders. For example, is epilepsy the correct explanation for spiritual experiences, as novelist Saltzman suggests in his presentation of Sister John's Dilemma? Neurologists Jeffrey Saver and John Rabin at the UCLA Reed Neurologic Research Center have argued that it might be. They think that epilepsy and RSMEs are closely allied, and that the limbic system plays a pivotal role. Also, neuroscientist Villanor Ramachandran argues that temporal lobe epilepsy may be a key trigger in RSMEs. Are they right? Do brain disorders trigger a sort of God module or God circuit? Before we get started, perhaps terminology should be clarified. For the purposes of this book, religious experiences are experiences that arise from following a religious tradition. Spirituality means any experience that is thought to bring the experiencer into contact with the divine. In other words, not just any experience that feels meaningful. Mysticism generally means pursuit of an altered state of consciousness that enables the mystic to become aware of cosmic realities that cannot be grasped during normal states of consciousness. Divine madness. Is epilepsy the real explanation for key spiritual experiences? Controversial new research suggests that whether we believe in a god may not just be a matter of free will. Scientists now believe there may be physical differences in the brain of ardent believers. Liz Tucker, BBC News, on TLE Research. If news magazine articles are ever automated, a good test model would be the spate of reporting in recent years on epilepsy and spirituality. Here's how to automate such an article. 1. Lead off by asking whether our religious feelings or our most sacred thoughts are merely a product of the workings of our brain. Use the first person plural for a personal touch. 2. Define religion, spirituality, or mysticism so broadly as to include the volleyball team's fundraising car wash, favorite music, or the capacity to wonder about the vagaries of life. Few readers can feel excluded, even if they would prefer to be. 3. Suggest that our brains may be hardwired for religion or God. Speculation about early humans a million years ago comes in handy here. And who can prove you wrong?